Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This little Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. Green Onions. That's the name of that song. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Hope you go to my website when you can, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. It's a 13 and a half, coming up on 14-year-old website. We built it in 1997, and we've been updating it ever since with good stuff that will help you with your small business. Lots of stuff you can read, listen to. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes. Anywhere in between, we got something you can do there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and be sure to take the poll question, which is a different question that we ask every week. We want to know what you think. Having a great visit with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. She is the tax mama. She is an enrolled agent. She is one of the world's experts on small business taxes. And we're talking to, you know, Eva, let's touch on this enrolled agent thing a little bit more. This is a career opportunity for people, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Can you make a living full time as an enrolled agent?
Well, let's see. I have been working 14-hour days all year. I think so. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know you do, but you're a talking head. You're a teacher. You're a thought leader. You're an author and that kind of thing. But I mean, just regular folks out there in Boise, Idaho, or Bangor, Maine, just sitting in their offices, you know, taking care of folks. It's a career opportunity, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know what? I teach classes at some place called cpelink.com, and so I was doing research yesterday for a class I'm teaching next week, and this fellow I was talking to, who produces software for the subject I'm going to be teaching, says he's got a woman who's using his software who has been saving companies millions of dollars in payroll tax penalties, and we're allowed to charge a percentage of what we save when we do that.
Wow.
Can you imagine how much somebody could be making if they were doing that?
CPAs can't do that, can they?
Sure, they can do that too. CPAs, when it comes to taxes, CPAs can do just about anything EAs can. Except we're allowed to sit for the tax court exam, and I don't think that CPAs are allowed to do that.
Interesting. Yeah. So how? What would be the different kinds of tasks that an enrolled agent would do for their customers, their clients? Besides, all right, we know they're going to do a tax return, right?
We know they're going to do tax returns. They're going to be able to respond to any IRS notice by getting a power of attorney from the client.
So they get a power of attorney, they can talk to the IRS on our behalf.
On your behalf, we can handle audits, we can cut your taxes, we can resolve penalty issues. If you know, a lot of people have done their own audits, we can fix those. The thing is, we know how to do those things. CPAs are allowed to do those things, and some of them know how to do those things. EAs are trained specifically on how to help people resolve IRS problems.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
and they're trained.
Don't know.
And the IRS trains you to do this, doesn't? But don't they? Basically, I mean, aren't they your partner, kind of in the curriculum?
Well, they help a lot, and they offer a lot of free classes and so forth. But no, we are not working with the IRS. However, because so many IRS agents, when they leave the service, become EAs, IRS staff is very cognizant of enrolled agents, and they like us. They perk up when they see that somebody's an enrolled agent.
Mm-hmm.
And we're nice to them. We're much less arrogant.
You didn't work for the IRS. You didn't come up through that path, did you?
No, I did it the hard way. I had to take the test. And back then, it was four exams that you took once a year every year, four exams that you took once a year over 2 days, and then if you didn't pass, you got to wait a year to retake them. Now the exam runs from May through February, so if you don't pass, you can retake it again tomorrow.
How many times can you take it?
Each exam, there are three exams now. You can take each exam up to four times a year.
Ah. For as long as it takes to pass.
For as long as it takes to pass. Well, if you pass one this year, you have 2 years to finish the other two. Most people are able to finish it in the one-year window.
Right. I got you. So in a year's time, you're going to be busy with tax returns in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Your other times, you know, intermittent during the year, you're going to have clients that you'll be answering IRS. You'll be receiving letters from clients who say, the IRS just sent me this. What does this mean? How do I fix it? I already paid this. Well, how come they're sending me this back? Here they've attached a lien on my bank. What can I do about this? Those are the kinds of things you're doing all during the year.
Well, we're going to be we have put people on extension. We'll be doing tax returns till October. A lot of the EAs also do payroll taxes, and they run people's payroll. They do bookkeeping, and we do consulting. We do tax planning. We help people with estate planning. We review people's tax returns.
It was that extensive. Give me a rule of thumb, just across the country, you know, in flyover America. Give me a rule of thumb about what a good, hardworking EA can earn a year.
Well, earnings are different in different parts of the country because of pay scales.
Okay, just a rule of thumb. $50,000.
But you figure an enrolled agent is going to make a very decent living somewhere between $30,000 to $120,000 a year, depending on the area.
Depending on their clients, the client base that they develop. You know, some people like working with smaller, simpler things. Some people like more complicated things. Is that what you mean?
Exactly. And we all know that in some places you'll only charge $75, in other cities the same thing might be $200.
Right.
But
so
I know
it sounds like a career path. Hold on to that thought, Eva. We've got to take a quick break, folks. TaxMama.com is the website. 10 till. We'll be right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.